for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 55. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 40. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. According to a Facebook post, the Grayville Police Department and Illinois State Police are investigating a double stabbing that occurred early this morning. The suspect is reported as a black male, approximately 5 feet 7 inches tall and 190 pounds, and he is said to have fled on foot from the scene. Police believe this to be an isolated incident, but they urge people not to approach the suspect if they see him. Instead, they say people should remain in their residences and call 911. More news next.
Are you interested in the automotive industry? Then join Frontier Community College's Automotive Technology Program, complete with master-level ASC certified instructors and innovative technology. Our automotive program is also master-level ASC certified, along with being a Snap-on Multimeter Certification Center. We provide a blend of classroom learning and hands-on training to make our graduates ready to enter the workforce with advanced skills and certifications. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to speak to an advisor today.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, the Edwards County EMS Board met last night in a delayed regular session and discussed the dissolution of the EMS Board. Edwards County commissioners reportedly threatened to take the EMS Board to court unless they dissolved their group. The commissioners also could have shut off the EMS Board funding unless such action took place. As a result, the EMS Board voted 3-2 to dissolve. The board then voted 5-0 to return taxpayer dollars left in the EMS account back to Edwards County residents. Before adjourning, the 5 EMS board members present resigned, leaving 2 members on the board, both of whom are employees of Wabash General Hospital. County commissioners have approved but have not signed a contract with the hospital, which would provide an ambulance in one location. West Salem's ambulance barn will eventually go away. Prior to dissolving, the EMS board voted to deed back the parking lot property adjacent to the West Salem barn to West Salem's Moravian Church. EMS board members reportedly expressed frustration with county commissioners about not caring about their opinion on the EMS contract with the hospital or how the ambulance service was operated. 2 people were booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Derek S. Thomason was booked on a host of Wayne County warrants for failure to appear in court, including warrants for resisting or obstructing a peace officer, criminal trespass to real property, and driving with a suspended or revoked license. He was held pending the posting of $5,095 bond. 34-year-old McLeansboro resident Jessica L. Brown was arrested by Wayne County deputies yesterday morning on a Hamilton County failure to appear warrant for retail theft less than $300. She was held in jail with bond set at $595. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently stole a wood lathe from a Fairfield garage belonging to Rusty Webb. Crime Stoppers is also seeking information on a go-kart that was taken from the yard of Brian Fitzhugh in Sisney, as well as information on 2 males and 2 females who were involved in the theft of a dog in Mount Erie belonging to Ricky Bailey. Those suspects were reportedly driving a green Dodge 4x4 quad cab without a front grille. Anyone with information on any incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees will meet tonight at 7 at Lincoln Trail College. An acting board secretary is expected to be appointed to begin the meeting, and the board is then expected to recommend a dual credit agreement between the IECC and high school districts, as well as a resolution for the issuance of general obligation bonds. The board is then expected to approve a recommendation for the IECC chancellor, who would replace interim CEO Marilyn Holt. The bid committee will then report on several items, including the Title III remodel of the Mason Hall Medical Lab at Frontier. After a report from Holt, executive session, and a personnel report, trustees will adjourn for the night. Everything at the clothesline in Fairfield is 50 cents this week, with the $2 a bag sale coming on Thursday. The store will close this Friday through next Saturday for its seasonal change. It thanks everyone for their generous donations, but it asks people not to drop off more donations until April 6th. Secretary of State Jesse White has announced all offices and driver services facilities across the state are closed due to COVID-19. Offices could reopen after March 31st. Expiration dates for driver's licenses, ID cards, vehicle registrations, and other transactions and document filings will be extended by 30 days. White's office is also calling on the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to push back the October 1st federal deadline for real IDs. White reminds people many transactions with his office may be conducted online at cyberdriveillinois.com. Several area businesses and events have been affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Wayne and Edwards County Extension offices are closed until further notice. Feed My Sheep Soup Kitchen will be closed for the remainder of the week, and anyone in need of emergency food should contact Feed My Sheep by private message on Facebook, by phone at 599-7315, or contact a local food pantry. Sharon's House of Beauty in Fairfield is closed this week as well, and it hopes to resume operations on March 24th. The Wayne City Fire Protection District will not hold its dinner this Saturday, and the Wayne City Church of God has canceled its Dixie Melody Boys performance this Sunday. Bethel United Methodist Church west of Fairfield has canceled its services for the next two Sundays. Real Life Church in Fairfield has postponed its revival services that were set to begin this Friday, and it has canceled morning services this Sunday. The West Salem Volunteer Fire Association has canceled its April 4th pork chop supper. The Bone Gap Fire Department has postponed its annual chicken barbecue on March 28th, and the Jay Scheidler event at Edwards County High School on April 11th has also been canceled. Those who bought tickets for Scheidler may take their ticket back to the outlet from which it was purchased for a full refund. And as a reminder, we will continue to update our closings and cancellations on the cancellations page on WFIWradio.com. Fairfield Police Chief Keith Colclaser says the closing of restaurant dining rooms along West Main Street could cause some traffic problems.
We've always had issues, especially at lunch hour. People getting into the parking lanes, which is fine, except you could block other businesses' driveway, which becomes an issue. So we ask people be mindful of other businesses, and also the do not block the highway. If you need to wait to get through a drive-through, get completely off the roadway onto the shoulder. And I will add that the restaurant on Taco Tierra, which is located at Main and 11th, we have issues with people. Most people get in the side of the road facing south and get in an orderly line to pull into the drive-through. Then you have people coming from the south, traveling north. They stop in the middle of the road trying to get in either into the parking lot or into the line itself. And then they block all traffic that's trying to travel to Main Street or to the hospital. So we ask that those people go around and get in line on the side of the road.
Last night was the last time people could eat inside Illinois restaurants or bars for at least 2 weeks, as ordered by Governor J.B. Pritzker. Wayne County Health Department Administrator Clark Griffith said restaurant customers can go into the businesses to retrieve their call-in orders. However, he warns against crowds waiting and congregating in the dining areas. Wayne County Clerk Liz Ann Woodrow says election officials will take all possible measures to ensure a safe and clean voting environment today at the 16 polling places around the county. Those feeling unwell will be able to vote curbside at most polling places, though that option will not be available at the courthouse. In addition, visitors at the courthouse may need to provide a reason for their presence in order to gain entry. Votes may be cast today until 7 p.m., though there are no Wayne County races to be decided in today's primary. Nominations for various state and local seats, however, will be determined. We'll provide primary election coverage tonight on 104.9 WFIW and on WFIWradio.com starting at 8 o'clock. We will give local and state returns at least three times an hour, including results from Wayne and Edwards counties. We will also update WFIWradio.com and the station's social media platforms. While Frontier Community College is observing a second spring break this week, the college's administration and faculty are using the time to move face-to-face classes to an online format. FCC President Dr. Jay Edgren says that's no easy task.
That's a huge challenge, especially given the fact that most of our faculty are adjunct faculty. And they do a great job in the classroom, but they may not be well-versed as an online instructor, or at least trained to be a quality online instructor. So we're providing the help by pairing them with veteran faculty.
Dr. Redgren said all adult education classes, including GED test prep, have been suspended until March 30th. Effective today, all community education classes will be postponed until April 10th, including fitness classes at the Bobcat Den. If a course is rescheduled or canceled, registered students will be notified. The Learning Resource Center is closed to the public until April 10th, and only current degree-seeking students of FCC are to use the services offered at the LRC. The Bobcat Den is also closed to the public. This includes the Fitness Center, Frontier Perks, and Bookstore. Fitness Center memberships will be honored once the den reopens. All building rentals on FCC's campus will be postponed until April 10th, and all campus events prior to April 10th have been postponed. These events include the Wayne County Scholastic Bowl Tournament, originally March 27th, and Job Fair, originally April 8th. Breakfast with the Bunny, scheduled for March 28th, has been canceled. The Edwards County Board of Education met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Edwards County School Board met in regular session Monday night. The board, under unfinished business, voted to table a proposal from Snyder Electric for work to be completed in the district using the new bond money and possible use of some of the sales tax money to complete all items on the list to be repaired or replaced. They include work on the HVAC system at the K-12, new lighting, and a new PA bell system at the K-12. The total amount was estimated at $1,912,638. Of that, $1.8 million is the recently refinanced bonds. The board wants to discuss the prices for the overall project with Snyder before committing to the project. The school calendar was amended to show a last day of classes for students being May 18th, regardless of when school resumes from the mandatory flu vacation. Superintendent Calgar went on to say at this point it is unclear when school will resume. Teachers will be working with students on their days off through e-learning and packets sent home on Monday with students. Several trips were approved by the board Monday night. However, it's doubtful if any of those trips will be taken by students. The board approved $3,000 donation for student lunches and $28,000 for extracurricular activities, including cheerleading and Scholastic Bowl and all sports at all the three schools. ECHS Baccalaureate is still scheduled for May 10th at 7 p.m., ECHS Commencement May 15th, Albion Grade School May 14th, and West Salem Grade School May 12th. Superintendent Calgar also announced the location starting today, Tuesday, for lunches and breakfast. The locations in Albion will be the K-12, the Hope Center, and House of Prayer from 11 a.m. until noon. West Salem Grade School, 11:30 to noon. To view the menu, students should go to the school's website. Lunch and the next day's breakfast will be given to each student. All meals will be delivered free of charge to your vehicle, and if a meal cannot be picked up, the meals can be delivered by phoning 445-2268. That's 445-2268. After executive session, the board voted to accept the resignation of EC Cafeteria Director Missy Fisher. The board also voted to employ all certified personnel, non-certified personnel, and elementary teacher Taylor Grimes. The board voted to employ head boys basketball coach Russ Gerlach, ECHS head girls basketball coach Jonathan Hinton, ECHS head cheerleading coach Tiffany Cowger, West Salem grade school basketball coach Bill Thomason, EC Panthers basketball coach Rebecca Brinkman. Albin grade school basketball coach was hired. Albin grade school scholastic bowl coach Tammy Krause. Also, a leave of absence was permitted for Tara Spear. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
Fairfield Community High School Superintendent Jill Fulkerson says maintenance staff will deep clean all areas of the high school and its buses during the two-week closure. FCHS will also provide lunch to those in need during the shutdown. If a student needs lunch, they should call the school by 9 a.m. each morning at 842-2649. They should then let the main office know how many lunches are needed and where they will be picked up. Pickup locations are listed on our news headlines page, and they include the Manor at the Woodlands office building from 10:45 to 11, the Lakeside Park shelter from 11:15 to 11:30, the FMH Annex building from 11:45 to noon, and Bob and Maxine Wood Park from 12:15 to 1. People that cannot make the locations should let the office know when calling. All sporting activities and extracurricular activities are suspended through March 30th, and no practices or open gyms will be held. The district says it will monitor the situation with regards to upcoming activities, including the senior trip to Washington, D.C., prom, and state testing. No decisions have been made on those events at this time. Illinois 2nd Judicial Circuit Chief Judge Thomas Tedeschi has announced all court operations in the circuit, including in Wayne and Edwards counties, will be curtailed beginning today. The modifications include the rescheduling of many types of cases, which will reduce the requirement for litigants, witnesses, jurors, and others from having to appear in a large gathering at a courthouse. All civil court, minor criminal, and traffic cases will be rescheduled, though more serious criminal and emergency matters will remain as scheduled. Examples of proceedings that will be held as scheduled include all matters with individuals in custody, criminal felony matters, except probation and payment reviews, certain juvenile matters, petitions for emergency orders of protection, and any other emergency hearing as approved by the court. Litigants should check for information about their cases from the appropriate county's circuit clerk. Circuit clerk's offices will send out notices as soon as they know when cases will be reset. Governor J.B. Pritzker is banning gatherings of more than 50 people in Illinois in response to the coronavirus. The governor says the latest update from President Donald Trump and health officials recommends people avoid crowds of more than 10 people.
As a result of the guidance that's been given, I am mandating that any gatherings of the 50 people or more guidance by the CDC will be canceled. Illinoisans who can stay home should continue to do so.
Limiting crowds and closing schools, bars, and restaurants is meant to slow the spread of the virus. Governor Pritzker says they're trying to make the best decisions they can.
This was a difficult decision, but it's what the medical experts and the scientists tell us that we must do to safeguard the health of the people of Illinois.
There are now 105 confirmed cases of coronavirus infections in Illinois in 15 counties, including Cumberland County. That's the news. Area deaths next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Before I mention the stock market report, I want to provide an update in regards to that double stabbing that occurred in Grayville this morning. Some new information has been released from the Grayville Police Department. Let me go ahead and tell you what we know at this time. The Grayville Police Department is currently attempting to locate Sanjay J. Lewis as a person of interest in a double stabbing that occurred early this morning in the 100 block of South Main Street. Anyone with information on his possible whereabouts is asked to contact the Grayville Police Department at 618-375-2351 or call 911. Lewis is a black male, 5'7", 190 pounds, who fled on foot from the scene. Please do not approach or attempt to apprehend the individual. The Grayville Police Department believes this to be an isolated incident at this time. Again, the Grayville Police Department is currently attempting to locate Sanjay J. Lewis as a person of interest in the double stabbing that occurred early this morning in the 100 block of South Main Street. Again, Lewis, he is a black male, 5'7", weighing 190 pounds. He fled on foot from the scene. Grayville Police Department believes this to be an isolated incident at this time, but anyone with information on Lewis's possible whereabouts is asked to contact the Grayville Police Department at 618-375-2351 or call 911. Currently in Fairfield, it is 50. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 20,793, up 605. The NASDAQ is at 7,209, up 304. April crude oil is at $28.31. That is down 43 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 86-year-old McLeansboro resident Ronald Lee Webb died on Saturday. He was the owner and operator of the Hamilton County Loan in McLeansboro. Ronald Webb is survived by his wife, Linda, children Craig Webb, Tracy Webb, and Rhonda Carter, 8 grandchildren, and 19 great-grandchildren. Services for Ronald Webb will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at McLeansboro First Baptist Church. Visitation will be this evening from 5 to 8 o'clock and from 10 to service time tomorrow at the church. Burial will be at the Oddfellows Cemetery. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital or to the Shriners Hospital for Children. They will be accepted at the church or at Golson Funeral Home. 78-year-old Crossville resident Jenny K. Warden died on Monday. Jenny Warden is survived by 4 daughters, 1 sister, 6 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, and several nieces, great-nieces, and great-nephews. Private services for Jenny Warden will be held on Wednesday, tomorrow, at Cook Funeral Chapel in Crossville. Burial will be in Stokes Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Pastoral Care Division of Wabash Christian Retirement Village. 94-year-old Sisney resident Bonita L. Lowe died on Monday. Bonnie Lowe is survived by children Glenda Shell and Carolyn Matchett of Sisney, Clifford Lowe of Jeff, and Kevin Lowe of Sisney, sisters Jean Leathers of Fairfield, Betty Ellis of Albion, Donna Thompson of Reynard, and Shirley Stevens of Flora, 8 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, and 7 great-great-grandchildren. Visitation for Bonnie Lowe will be held on Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Private services will be held at Round Prairie General Baptist Church. Burial will be in Round Prairie Cemetery. Memorials may be given to Union Grove Youth Camp, and they will be accepted at the church and the funeral home. 60-year-old Carmi resident Paul Lee Prater died on Sunday. Paul Prater is survived by his wife, Linda, 8 children, 3 siblings, and several grandchildren. Services for Paul Prater will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday at New Life Apostolic Church in Carmi. Visitation will be from 12:30 to service time. Burial will be in Melrose Cemetery. Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. 77-year-old Sisney resident Judy Carol Pennington died on Sunday. She attended Sisney Christian Church. Judy Pennington is survived by her husband, Eber, children Robin Block of Sisney, Johnny Ray Pennington of Jeff, and Anthony Pennington of Fairfield, 7 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. Private services for Judy Pennington will be held at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be held on Wednesday, tomorrow, from 6 to 9 p.m. Burial will be in Sisney Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the North Wayne Ambulance Service, and they will be accepted at the funeral home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. For today, partly cloudy skies and a high of 55. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 40. And an 80% chance for rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 65. Outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Showers are likely on Thursday with a high of 68 and low of 58. Mostly cloudy skies on Friday. Friday, we'll have a high of 62 with a low of 30. And partly cloudy skies on Saturday. Saturday, we'll have a high of 42 with a low around 28.